or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 4 months into the Hollywood writer's strike, the writers and studios are talking again. They're divided on pay, the size of writing staff, and the use of AI. Variety chief correspondent Elizabeth Wagmeister.
The writers are saying we'll be out here as long as we need to. So time for them actually could be an advantage, because while they're out there striking, the studios aren't able to produce anything. And here we are in fall, not having much new content at all. And now we're at the point where the winter season, the new year, is going to be affected if this keeps going on.
The Biden administration says it's granting protection to hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who are already in the country to help them get access to jobs. This is agents are detaining a rising number of migrants along the U.S. southern border. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in El Paso, Texas.
The county-run shelter we were at, where they're seeing about 600 migrants a day right now, they say they're currently exploring the possibility of adding more resources, possibly more employees, having to call up more people to process additional migrants that are coming through. So those are some of the logistics that are at play right now as they wait to see what happens here.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Russia of criminal and unprovoked aggression that violates UN Charter. Zelensky, through an interpreter, tells the UN Security Council,
any participation of Security Council membership should be suspended for a period of time when such a state resorts to aggression against another nation.
A 96-year-old federal appeals court judge is barred from hearing cases. CBS's Allison Keyes explains why.
A judicial panel says Judge Pauline Newman refused to submit to medical testing, and now she's blocked from hearing cases for a year. Newman has been on the Washington-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit for nearly 40 years and says she remains physically and mentally fit. She accuses her colleagues of trying to push her out because of her age.
President Biden's son was the topic of testimony on Capitol Hill today as U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland was grilled by a GOP-controlled House committee looking for answers on investigations into Hunter Biden and whether there was special treatment. Garland on what the Justice Department does and who represents it.
We apply the same laws to everyone. There is not one set of laws for the powerful and another for the powerless, one for the rich and another for the poor, one for Democrats and another for Republicans.
The Biden administration will start taking orders again for free at-home COVID tests. 4 free tests will be available for each household to request through the government's covidtests.gov portal beginning on Monday. Tests will be shipped through the U.S. Postal Service starting October 2nd. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Kristen Bry.
That's so it goes. That's so it goes. That's so it goes. That's so it goes. Well, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, here's your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Wednesday edition, September 20th of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, at least for the next 3 days, until I leave for maternity leave on the end of Friday.
Yeah.
And so it's happening. It is happening. Jane Matinere, how are you doing this morning?
I am well. It's amazing to me how it just seems like your pregnancy has moved faster. I'm sure it doesn't feel that way for you. But
well,
I can't,
it's funny because you were, I told you before I told my mother because I wanted to tell my mother in person. So I think outside of Mike, I think you were the next person I told. So you've known the long.
That makes me feel so special.
And so you've known the longest. So you've kind of, well, you have not been feeling it. You at least have known about it and dealt with it almost every day, every work day at least, since February.
It just seems like it's gone so quickly. It really does.
It does. This year went by really fast. Yeah.
And then once you started showing, then all of a sudden it was like poof.
I know.
There she is.
I know. I'm...
Now you've got quite the little basketball there.
Oh, yeah, it's a beach ball. It's there. Greg Bach, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I thought I was the second one to know.
I wasn't.
It's fine. I'm doing well. It's a interesting day today. It's nice out, I guess, but it's fun. I'm feeling good, friends.
Okay.
All right.
So I wanted to start because I feel like the last week or so, as we should, because the show is called As Goes Wisconsin,
yep.
And we pride ourselves on talking about news that is affecting our state and our communities. But every once in a while, we should also widen our scope and talk about the national things that are happening because, you know, we're like 10 days away from a government shutdown, which we have not talked about at all because we've been a little distracted with internal Wisconsin politics. But yeah, the chance of a government shutdown is increasing after House negotiations failed yesterday. And so, Jane, you were catching up on this. Can you catch us up on what actually happened?
This is a report from the Washington Post. So essentially, Republican leadership scrapped a procedural vote on a stopgap funding bill, which would only have kept things going through the end of October. But again, the moderates and then the loony loons in the right can't agree on pretty much anything.
Yeah, and so like the bill that they couldn't agree on, so the stopgap funding bill, was destined to fail in the Senate anyways.
Anyway, yep.
And it's basically these, like, it's the same, we're kind of back to where we were in the spring with the with the funding bill.
Right.
And there's these like five hard right Freedom Caucus members and their razor thin majority that has kind of created a house of cards.
Well, and it's a house of McCarthy because he's the one who made this mess. He's the one who gave away everything to become speaker. And now he's beholden to all these people. And trying to get everyone together and to agree on it is a mess of his own making.
And so it's interesting because I would love to hear from people listening. How much have you been following the government shutdown? Or is this something that we kind of feels like, well, we've been here before.
It'll be fine.
It feels like, you know, every couple of months there's some big crisis that needs negotiation and bipartisanship. And how much do you pay attention versus how much you just assume that it's going to get figured out? 844-967-2789. Because, Greg, remind us what happens during a government shutdown.
Several government-run programs cease to happen. They cease to work. And these are just a couple of examples of ones we know of. The Environmental and Food Inspection will shut down completely. National parks will shut down. So if there's a vacation happening and you want to go to Yellowstone, whoop. Now, air travel, though, will continue. TSA will have to work without pay. That will cause lines. It will cause problems with employment, Health and Human Services, Internal Revenues. I'm sure some people will be happy about that. The SNAP program, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, will cease. And then also another one, checks will be sent out, but Social Security and Medicare will stop with regard to taking applicants, and those applicants will be turned away. So these are just a small example of what is affected by a government shutdown, which directly affects the listener.
That last one that you pointed out, Greg, for people my age, if you've been looking down the road and you've been working all your life and you've been waiting and waiting, waiting to get on Social Security and finally get the money that you've been paying in all your adult life, they're just going to say, nope, can't take you. Sorry.
Come back when we're open.
Back. Yeah. Can't do it now. Too bad.
And so the last, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last government shutdown was a 35-day shutdown, which was the longest in history.
That was right before Christmas, wasn't it?
So the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history after surpassing the 21-day shutdown of 1995 and 1996, led to 380,000 federal workers being furloughed, and an additional 420,000 workers were required to work without any known payment dates during this period, forced many to find other paid work or protest against the shutdown.
I think it's a fair assumption, however, members of Congress will continue to get paid, won't they?
Yeah, well, they're
will they?
They're considered essential.
Are they?
Are they?
Yeah, that's right. I served that softball up real good for you both right at the park.
I feel like that's a similar thing when we talk about, you know, like the UAW strike right now. Yeah. It's like, oh, you CEOs, like, are you essential? Or are the people who are actually making the cars
a little more
essential?
Important.
And the other strikes that are happening, when making new movies. Like, do you need the actors and do you need the writers or do you need another executive to actually make the thing that gets the product that gets sold? Because as I think we've joked about before, it's like it seems like AI could do your job a lot better than it could do mine.
A nine-year-old could do an executive's job a lot better. I want more Marvel. Make it better.
And so what I think will be interesting is, ultimately, like, how much will they have to have a bipartisan agreement on this? Because Democrats are pressing McCarthy now to accept an idea that seems, you know, I think inevitable, because you think about what the razor, like we said, the razor thin margins are the House.
He needs every vote he can get.
That he needs Democrats. Mm-hmm. And so there's a new center left. So it's a center left coalition called New Democrat Coalition. And there's 98 House Democrats that are part of it. And they signed a letter to McCarthy urging him to put the Senate's bipartisan appropriation bills up for the vote in the House rather than trying to pass the House party line bills that they can't. Their House is the Republican caucus is divided on. So in that letter, the bills, the House Appropriations Committee has been able to advance, have passed along strictly partisan lines with no chance of becoming law. This reads the letter. And whether the Senate bills pass or fail, all representatives, Republicans and Democrats, deserve the opportunity to show their constituents that they are working to responsibly keep the government open, which I think, as we were talking about before the show, people don't like. I mean, I guess there's some people maybe out there who are like, stick it to them.
But it's when you say that, you're sticking it to everyone.
You're sticking it to everyone.
Stick it to me.
Like, who likes the government shutting down instead of cooperation? Like, are there really that many people who are in favor? Because you're betting basically that you will get reelected despite the government shutting down, because you will say these five hard right Republicans refuse to compromise, and yet they will probably get reelected.
Oh,
maybe not Boebert.
Yeah,
you know what? Aspen is in Boebert's district.
Aspen,
really?
I never, and it was like, oh, that's why, you know, because she barely won again. But I didn't realize that specifically Aspen is in her district. I bet those people hate it.
I bet they do too.
Then do something about it,
well,
Aspen.
I think we can look forward to some really, really interesting campaign ads when it's Adam Frisch that's running against Bobo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And his government or his PR team should have all kinds of stuff to work with.
Absolutely.
All kinds.
All
of
kinds.
The following video.
Last time.
The following video we can't show you because it's not appropriate for all viewers.
Did you hear the newest part of that scandal of her Beetlejuice attendance?
No.
That her date owns a gay nightclub.
Oh yes, and hosts drag shows.
Yes, and has drag shows. But she said she's not dating him anymore.
No,
now,
she was like,
because she didn't know that.
She didn't know that.
Yeah.
Which, like, was this just a Bumble match that you didn't do your due diligence on before you were like fondling each other in public?
Well, that's a very good point.
I mean, when you say that, then, I mean, you're just admitting you are a homophobe then. And so if someone calls you that, I mean, you broke up with a dude because he owns a gay bar.
True.
Lauren.
The dude that you allowed to stick his hand down your shirt in a public place, but that was okay.
But truthfully, how many of us really know what our spouses do for a living? Like, could you explain what Bridget does for a living?
Yes, but for comedy's sake, no.
Could you explain what Paul does for
I could.
A living? Okay.
Yep.
I can explain what Mike does for a living.
He throws parties.
I can tell you.
He organizes people's fun.
Yeah, he does.
This is like something I always tell people, like with regard, Bridget works in banking, but like she never deals with a teller, she never takes a deposit, a withdrawal. She works within the zeros and ones of banking. And you could take whatever she talks about and apply it to any other big business, but she still works in banking. I'm like, do you ever deal with mortgages? No.
But she does deal with numbers.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Zeros and ones could also be engineering. Be
exactly.
Science.
Yeah. So my wife is an engineer, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we would love to hear from you if you have thoughts on the government shutdown and what the likelihood of bipartisanship could be. How much you've been paying attention to it and how much you just kind of trust that it'll work itself out like it typically does.
Trust.
844-967-2789. We also have some new updates on how the White House is interpreting bad polls, bad press, and it seems like they're not that worried about it. Should they be? 844-967-2789. We will be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and it slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 60 overnight. Under cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 60. Mid-70s Friday and Saturday with thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we've just been talking about the Senate having individual people shut it down and close down the government. Let's move to the House. And if it's possible, it's even worse. Here's what happened yesterday and continuing today. Kevin McCarthy has lost control of the House. He's the Speaker. He should have it under control. There are plenty of rules and power that give it to him. He's lost control. A House meeting yesterday dissolved into shouting and cries of regular order, quote unquote, regular order. That is something that is a motion that's brought by somebody. If somebody is out of hand, say a congressman starts to shout, writhe around, loses it. Say two people get into a fist fight on the floor. That has happened in our history. Out of order. Here, it wasn't even put in the form of a motion. Because so many people were yelling in the House of Representatives that there was cries and yells of regular order, regular order. I have never, ever heard that in my life, that it had to be that pervasive and widespread in the Congress. And what were they fighting about? Believe it or not, Kevin McCarthy said, as Speaker, I am going to bring to the floor a vote on the defense bill. Defense bill is about 800 some odd billion, provides aid for Ukraine, provides raises for our troops, provides ammunition for our troops, missiles, planes, ships, everything we need to stand up to the Ruskies and the Chaycoms, everything we need. And guess what? It failed 212 to 214. The Republicans have 220 votes and they could only muster 212. Five Republicans voted no. And sadly, these are some Republicans who this is going to be their last term in Congress, and they decided to take one more nihilistic kick at the cat. Andy Biggs of Arizona, Dan Bishop of North Carolina, Ken Buck of Colorado, Ralph Norman of South Carolina, and Matt Rosendale of Montana. All four of them right-wing MAGA nuts. At least Marjorie Taylor Greene voted for it, although she said she wished she hadn't, and some of the others abstained. But here's the problem. Dan Bishop of North Carolina is leaving the Congress to run for Attorney General in North Carolina. Ken Buck of Colorado is going to be leaving the Congress because he has a sweetheart contract with CNN. Now, this is very sad. CNN's trying to change its image, show that they're, what, moderate, that they are even-handed, so they hired Ken Buck. I mean, come on. Look, I always enjoyed watching CNN and watch MSNBC. MSNBC gets, you know, can tilt too far to the left in some cases, but not necessarily the hosts, although sometimes the hosts, but sometimes the guests, I enjoy watching it. CNN, you could always rely on as a pretty competent explainer of the news. But now what they're doing, bringing on a guy like Ken Buck. Ken Buck isn't a normal Republican. Ken Buck is a guy who's a MAGA right-wing Freedom Caucus nut. And he's leaving. Ralph Norman of South Carolina. Scott Rosendale of Montana. You have Matt Gaetz going to run for governor of Florida. So they can't even pass with a Republican speaker and majority a bill to fund our military. Let me repeat that. They are so pathetic with a Republican speaker and a Republican majority, they can't pass a funding bill to support our military. The Democratic response is we will absolutely vote for that. And all of the other funding bills that McCarthy and Biden agreed to this spring in the debt deal. But you're not going to cherry pick off one and not the other, and they can't even hold their own party. Remember something. Fitch, which is a bond rating service, already this spring dropped our bond rating, the United States I'm talking about, the United States, from AAA to AA+. That may not mean anything to you, but it means billions, with a B, dollars of more interest we have to pay on treasury bills. Billions. And why did they do it? Because they said that the Congress is so broken, it can't even agree to vote on spending for the United States government. And maybe people will be left holding the bag who own treasuries. That is a toxic idea to have travel around the world. Our treasuries are the safest investments in the world. They don't typically pay much compared to other riskier investments. Remember, there's a time they paid 1%, 1.5%, but they were as good as gold, literally. And now they're a real bargain for investors because with the Fitch downgrade and the more interest we have to pay, they're up to a couple of percent. It's a pretty good investment. The White House issued a statement, and this is a great statement, and they said, extreme House Republicans are going forward to shut down the government. That should stop. Now, what do we do about this? I have talked about a discharge petition in the past. I've talked about what's going on here. Do what Boehner did. Do what Ryan did. There have got to be 100, 150 Republicans who are not suicidal, who don't hate the United States, and are not loyal to Putin. There must be some. I don't know of any in this state, but there must be some somewhere. And then Hakeem Jeffries gives them another 100 Democratic votes, and we pass a budget. What's so hard about that? Am I the only guy that has to say this? Sure, other guys are saying it. People are saying it. It's not doing any good. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Entertainment writers in the studios met today in another effort to end the writer's strike. KCAL-TV's Tina Patel says the writers aren't backing down from their demands.
The writers say that even though this process has gone on longer than anyone wanted, they have to hold their ground now. They say they can't afford to take any deal just to get back to work.
Protesters have been arrested after they blocked a bus carrying asylum seekers on Staten Island, New York. WCBS-TV's Natalie Dudridge.
10 people were taken into custody after these protests grew tense. They've got barricades set up. This is outside of the seniors facility. The community members angry with the city's decision to use it as a place to house migrants.
At a meeting of the UN Security Council today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of criminal and unprovoked aggression. He spoke through an interpreter.
There is a need for a system to prevent aggression through early response to actions violating territorial integrity and sovereignty of states.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there are things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, somebody else weighed in on this right-wing MAGA attempt to shut down the government. And believe it or not, it was Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch. What did Moscow Mitch say? Moscow Mitch said, quote, "It's always a loser for Republicans politically if there is a shutdown." Quote, "It's always a loser for Republicans politically if there is a shutdown." He didn't say a shutdown was wrong. He didn't say knock it off, guys. He just says, well, it's a bad idea politically. At least he stood up for that. But before we go on to the next segment, I just want to leave everybody with this knowledge that right now, with 10 days to go, there is a nihilistic vandal sentiment on the part of a very small number of Republicans. I do not think it reflects the broad Republican Party, and I certainly don't think it reflects Republicans whom I respect, like Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger or Mitt Romney. But in a broad segment of the Republican Party is being hijacked by a handful of extremists in the House. And sadly, Ron Johnson is one of their fellow travelers and running dogs in the Senate. And they are using various tricks in the Senate. Tuberville, Johnson, Ron Johnson, and Rand Paul are using unanimous consent, which is an unconstitutional rule that should be overturned. But in the House, it still requires certain procedural votes once the Speaker's made a determination to put something on the floor to support that bill, and five Republicans refused to do it in the House, even for just the defense bill. This isn't something we exult over, but this is a very, very important thing facing the country. I think as it looks now, we are going to have a shutdown government, and Janet Yellen will do her magic, and there'll be some reserves, and there'll be some things she can do and delay certain payments. But this message is being communicated around the world, to the Chinese, to the Russians, to the Iranians, to the North Koreans, to our NATO allies, to Africa, Asia, Latin America, where we're seeking cooperation. And they're looking on us as having a dysfunctional government. There's nothing dysfunctional about America. What's dysfunctional is the Republican Party. And until a number of, you don't even have to call them moderates. You don't have to call them centrists. Just flat out Americans who think we should fund the government and then vote our various differences on taxes and immigration and everything else, but at least fund the government. Okay, we're going on to a totally different topic, and this is one that concerns me a great deal. I'm going to lay it out. There's an article in the New York Times today, but this has been brewing. It's been on my mind a long time. Saudi Arabia, for a long time, has sought a mutual defense pact with the United States because it fears attack by Iran. It fears attack by insurgents in the Middle East. And they dangle the possibility of their recognizing the state of Israel in return. Before we get into it, we have a caller on the line. I'd like to get to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Hey, Matt, how are you today?
Yeah, good, Andrew. What's up in Detroit, Matt, my friend?
Oh, I'm sunny. Good, good. We like that for the end of summer. Matt, I'm wondering who is the chairman of the Rules Committee in the Senate, and why are they not working, he, she, it, them, not working to pull a Mitch McConnell and change the rules to fit the times and what we need to get done in the Senate. I continue to believe that the Democrats need to be as, not ruthless, but forceful as the Republicans when they're in power and change all the rules to fit what they need. Your thoughts, Matt? Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, that's a very, very good point. That's a very, very good point. And to build on what Andrew said, the way to circumvent somebody like Ron Johnson, Tommy Tuberville, and Rand Paul is they are taking advantage of a rule that was passed in good faith hundreds of years ago in our republic's history that assumed that the Senate was full of 100 patriots. And we might have differences of opinion, but when push came to shove, we'd stand behind America. That is no longer the case. In the early 1870s, after the Civil War, several of the more prominent Confederates, leaders of the Confederacy, said it was a mistake to take up arms. We could not beat the North. We should have stayed in the Congress and beaten them from within. That is what's happening now. Now, to build on what Andrew said, here's how it would work. This business of unanimous consent is simply a Senate rule. It has no constitutional basis. In fact, in my opinion, it's unconstitutional because it lets people who are crooked, corrupt, shut down the government. You have a guy in our state, Ron Johnson, who had the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket and also apparently the Wisconsin ones, and tried to get his chief of staff to get him to Mike Pence. to overturn the election. And he's now saying that he will shut down funding for the U.S. government. So to build on what Andrew said, the Rules Committee chair, obviously he'd do it in conjunction with Schumer, and obviously he or she would do it after discussing with the other Democrats, would be say, we are going to announce a suspension of unanimous consent and its revision to substantial minority consent. In other words, we do agree that a fair number of senators should be able to say, hey, wait a minute, let's go slow on this one and take it separately from the others. But we now say it should be 30% of the Senate, 30 votes, or 40 votes, or 25 votes. They know better than I the lay of the land there. However, if that happened, you would not find 30 senators who would say, don't give us a commandant to the Marine Corps. You would not find 30 senators who would say, General Milley, by the way, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is retiring September 30 at 5 p.m. He is. He served in the Army for 43 years. We are not going to have a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff after the 30th. Right now, we do not have a chief of naval operations, the head of the Navy, the CNO. When I was in the Navy, Admiral Elmo Zumwalt was the CNO. We thought we really looked up to him. We thought he was a great leader. He was a great leader. The Army doesn't have a commanding general. You would not get 30 senators to stick a knife in the back of America the way Tuberville is doing. You would not get 30 senators to stick a knife in the back of America and permit an Islamic insurgency to take over Niger the way Rand Paul did. And you would not find 30 senators who would stick a knife in America's back like Ron Johnson and say, we're not going to fund the government after September 30. But how would it work? You put that out, we have a majority with 51. I got to tell you, it would require Manchin and Sinema to go along with it. That's been a problem. It's been a fly in the ointment. But if they go along with it, Moscow, Mitch, and the rest would say, no, no, the sky is falling. Help, help, the sky is falling. And what I would say to Moscow, Mitch, if I were the majority leader of the Democrats, I would say, Moscow, Mitch, or permit me, Moscow. I'll just call you Moscow. Moscow, back when you were majority leader, you got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments and for cabinet appointments because you knew that you would not be able to get 67 votes for some of the creeps and weirdos that Donald Trump put in the cabinet and on the Supreme Court. So what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And frankly, if Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster, he just flat out did it. And you may say, wait a minute, what about the Senate parliamentarian? Wouldn't she step in and say it was wrong? Yes, she would. She's a very good parliamentarian. Here's a dirty little secret. A simple majority can overrule the parliamentarian, believe it or not. So Schumer would say, no, we decide to overrule you. We no longer have unanimous consent. We have substantial minority consent, say 30%, 33%. We would have funding bills in the Senate. And if we did something similar in the House, we would have that legislation presented to the full House to vote. We would have a commandant of the Marine Corps, a CNO, Chief of Naval Operations. We'd have a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's already been designated by Biden. It's the Air Force guy. And he's not going to be able to do it. And we would have a commanding general for the Army. We would have ambassadors in countries that were sensitive, as well as the Broadway Showtime appointments. Everybody wants appointment as an ambassador to Paris, London, Rome, Madrid, Berlin, Dublin. Those are fun. Scandinavian countries. How many people do you think want to be ambassador to Niger? How many people do you think want to be ambassador to a place where your driver has to take a different route every day because he fears bombs in the road and where your dependents, your spouse and your children can't accompany. Not a lot. These are patriots, and Rand Paul's blocking them. Rand Paul's blocking them. So what would then happen is, just like the elimination of the filibuster for cabinet appointments and Supreme Court appointments, which enabled them to put in the some of the tarantulas had already been there, and also enabled them to put in the strangest, you know, lying William Barr and crooked Mike Pompeo and people of that ilk. How about doing it for a good cause? How about doing it for promoting our flag officers so that we don't demoralize our military anymore? The Army is 25% under its goal for new enlistments. And frankly, they have to lower the standards of what they take. And some of these people, I don't think they take people with felony convictions, but I mean, there are people that would not get into the military under normal circumstances. This is all because a handful of MAGA Freedom Caucus weirdos, punks, are doing this and hurting America. And nobody is doing anything about it. So Andrew of Detroit, thank you for assigning it to the chairman of the Rules Committee. I'm sure they'll be quite pleased to hear. But I think in the Senate, it comes down to they all think they're in Skull and Bones. They all think they are in a secret society. They all think they have a secret handshake. They all like going in velvet slippers to the poculum, which means the drinking room in Latin, at 5 p.m. and having a glass of sherry and toasting each other and basking in their vanity. That is what has happened to the Senate of the United States, because they now describe it as the most exclusive club in the world. I don't want any clubs. Shove the clubs. I don't want no clubs. This is not a club. This is the Congress of the United States. And what do you have? You have chaos in the House with people shouting, regular order, regular order. What is this, a civil war? Regular order? Some of these people, you know, some of the Republicans are packing, they're carrying on the floor. Bobbert brought a gun on the floor, a Glock. There has got to be discipline imposed, and it's got to be by getting rid of unconstitutional rules that are making it impossible to govern this government. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. We got carried away in that segment. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albus Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albus Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 60. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 60. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind today?
Great detail, Matt. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to share 2 points with you and interested to get your reaction. This detail is very intriguing and important to hear about the cost of this government, pending government shutdown. There was a quote from, I believe it was Raw Story, where a person said, well, you know, the all hell breaking loose is their happy place when speaking of this contingent within the Congress that is so intent in shutting down the government. And I wonder what you would think about this idea, Matt. You know, that I can remember all of the pieces that have been done over time about, oh, the government, anything they do costs so much, you know, if they get a hammer, it costs $400, and look at the cost of a toilet seat, they can't do anything easily. But what you're talking now about, billions of dollars extra that we have to pay out on our interest on our debt because of these government shutdowns. And it, I mean, how does a hammer even begin to compare to what this is costing us by these people who just want a grandstand? I mean, the way that politics is done is, I always thought, was you get in a closed room and you beat on each other until you get agreement, and it's give and take, and you figure it out. And instead now, by these public displays, as you say, the people from around the world that are just, I think, flummoxed and amused and it's smug about it. Look at these loser Americans that can't even manage to get a budget together. This is what a household does, is get a budget together, and our people can't do it. So I'd be curious if you'd, see if there's any way we could put a tie between, the $400 hammer and how much this shenanigans by these Republicans are costing us. I really appreciate your efforts in this regard, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Joe, for another excellent call. And I very much like your analogy. And furthermore, you have to boil down any topic, especially if it seems at all complex, into something that's understandable to people. And the business of the $400 hammer or the all sorts of Bill Proxmire did a lot of that when he was in the Senate, pointing out some waste and so forth. And it's absolutely required to do that. And I like the idea of reducing it to that. But the core issue is this: if somebody is wasting $25 billion on a gratuity, on a vanity, all they have to do is pass a budget and they can save us. $25 billion was the amount that it cost when Ted Cruz shut it down 10 years ago. It'll be more than that now. But Fitch lowered our bond rating from AAA to AA+. Now, you may say, well, what the heck? Think about your own personal circumstance. You have a credit rating. Some people worry about it. Some people don't. If you're late on your bills a lot, you have a lower credit rating. If you go in for a mortgage or you go in for a small business loan or anything of that nature, they're going to look at your credit rating. And if you're somebody who doesn't pay his bills or keeps forgetting or putting it off, you're going to pay a higher interest rate than somebody who is very responsible and pays their bills every month. And the government is no different. It's absolutely no different. The reason why we had a AAA rating is because we are the gold standard. Around the world, everybody wants treasuries. You know you're going to get paid. You know that we have a rule of law. We're not a fascist country. We're not a commie country. We're not an authoritarian or dictatorship type country. But they are seeing evidence of confusion and chaos in all of these fights within the Congress. And it's all coming from the Republican Party, all of it. The Democratic Party has never shut down the government. There was a proposal to do it when Trump was president over things like immigration and the border wall and Medicaid and all that. We never, ever did it, ever. They do it as a gratuity. They do it as casually as if they sneeze. And then they claim about, they complain about spending. I'm going to put it to you this way, and I think that it's useful to think about it this way. The Republican Party, some say it's dead, it's a cadaver, and so forth. It's at very least lost its soul. It started out under Abraham Lincoln as the most liberal party, progressive party, freed the slaves, and so on. And believe it or not, that continued not into, just into the 20th century, but for instance, Republican presidents would have African Americans come to the White House, whereas Woodrow Wilson resegregated the federal workforce. It had been integrated under the Republicans, believe it or not. Franklin Roosevelt changed all that. Franklin Roosevelt, building on Al Smith's coalition, it was really Al Smith who did it, but Franklin Roosevelt put it into effect, changed all that. But I remember in Connecticut, when I was involved in politics in college, there were African-American people who would come to Republican Party meetings because they remembered the old Republican Party in the 1960s, even. Jack Kennedy changed a lot of that, obviously. So where are we now in the Republican Party? They have three principles: violence, chaos, and fraud. Violence, January 6th. Trump continuously makes threatening statements to judges, prosecutors, witnesses, and jurors, encouraging lone wolves and attacks on FBI agents and others. They want people to be intimidated and quit. Chaos. They want to throw our election system into chaos because they grub around in the dark and they feed on chaos. That's one reason they want to get rid of Megan Wolf, because she's so effective. They'll put in a Gableman type or an incompetent who will give wrong advice. It'll result in litigation. The whole intent is to drive down the vote by 4 or 5% in Wisconsin. And finally, fraud. Some of the bills that have been passed, some of the legislation in Texas and elsewhere, for instance, in Harris County, Houston now, if the Republican Secretary of State doesn't like the result, he holds another election until he gets the result he likes. And that hasn't been overturned by a judge yet. Under the Voting Rights Act that the Supreme Court overturned in Shelby County back in 2006, that would have had to be pre-cleared by the Justice Department. And it would not have been pre-cleared even under a Republican Justice Department. Similar votes like that going on around the country. And let me leave you with one final thought. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. This doesn't have to be accomplished in 50 states. It only has to be accomplished in three states: Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Alabama will be Republican. New York and California will be Democratic. The other swing states like Georgia and Arizona are basically red. Nevada, I hope we can hold. But Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania have enough electoral votes to tilt a president. And that is the concentration area of the fraud. I didn't get to some of our topics today. I broached one and we'll get to them tomorrow. It's a great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, the Devil's Advocate. I'm signing off for today.
The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
Great show, Matt. Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.